Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park at Doctors Creek and South Sulphur, Steve Killian. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yes, sir. Very good. Well, we're a little bit past the peak for fall colors, I guess, but I suppose you still have some beautiful fall colors and the leaves turning in the park now.
Well, we are past peak. Peak was towards the first part of the month, and we had some brilliant yellows and reds, but there's still a little color. Yeah. If you hike our trails, you can find secluded trees in some of the valley areas that still have yellow leaves, the hickories, and we have red leaves on some of our oaks that are in protected areas, but most of the color is gone.
Yeah.
But for those who are diligent and will get out and hike a trail, you're still going to see color.
Yeah, and of course, even so, the weather has just been spectacular.
The weather, so. I love the fall, and fall is probably the best time to visit a Texas state park. Mm-hmm. And we're right here in your backyard. Come see us.
Yeah, I saw a thing on your Facebook page, and you're referring to the dark skies at Cooper Lake State Park, and of course, you're out into the into the country and away from any very large cities. But that's sort of, is that an official thing that you're pursuing?
Well, I'm working on a designation of an international dark sky park, but I'm working on that. And what we've done here to protect our dark skies, you know, dark skies have inspired humans for eons. And, you know, they enhance our quality of solitude. They're special. And we're losing our dark skies. Did you know that less than 20% of the U.S. population actually gets a chance to see the Milky Way? And you can see the Milky Way vividly on a moonlit night here at Cooper Lake State Park. And what we've done here is we've replaced our bright white parking lot lights with warm, low temperature bulb these fixtures are now shielded. So instead of going on into one of our parking lots and being blinded by our lights, now you can see the stars.
Huh.
And this light does not pervade and block the night skies here at the park anymore. So all of the lights that are outdoors have been replaced both at Doctors Creek and at South Sulphur for the specific fact of protecting our dark skies. And for those who want to come out and see the Milky Way, the planets, and the constellations.
Who would you get that designation from?
They're called the International Dark Sky Association.
I see.
Now, we have a number of parks in Texas. Big Bend Ranch is in West Texas, which has glorious dark skies.
Yep.
But even there, they have to protect their skies. Enchanted Rock, and there's a couple of other parks out in West Texas. But we're in a sweet spot right here. At Cooper Lake State Park, we're near Dallas, but not too near.
Mm-hmm.
We're far enough away from Paris and Sulphur Springs and even Commerce that we have a nice dark sky. And I want to see the park protected, and we can all have a part protecting our skies.
Yeah. We're talking with Steve Killian, and Steve is the superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. I saw another thing on your Facebook page, and it's just a tent, someone camping in a tent. And a lot of times we talk about the cabins there, but it is also possible to just pitch a tent and camp?
Yes. We have a number of primitive sites that are near the lake, and I took a picture of this tent this past weekend. And happy family, enjoying a glorious sunrise, and just everything outdoor related. And that's what you can experience here at Cooper Lake State Park. Of course, we have everything in between with cabins and full hookup RV sites, but we have these primitive tent sites. And I hope one day in the near future to create some campsites that individuals can actually backpack into, which is more rustic, more remote. Not for everybody, but there's a portion of our population that loves the backpack, and we're gonna fill that niche here at Cooper Lake State Park as well.
So that would be hiking.
Hiking. You'll hike a number of miles into a designated camping area,
yeah.
Spend the night,
yeah.
And just have a great time.
That'd be interesting. That'd be fun. And I see you're doing camping reservations now up to 5 months in advance.
5 months. We're still not up to the maximum amount because we're still under the COVID protocols. You know, we still have limits on camping. Still have limits on day use. So if you want to come out to the park on a weekend, especially on a Saturday, you know, make those reservations online. So you're guaranteed to enter the park. And hopefully we'll get past COVID at some point, but right. We're not there yet.
Right. Well, now, so the holidays coming up and you've got some Christmas plans?
Yes, yes. Even with the COVID protocols, we're still going to put on Christmas in the park. We're inviting campers to come out free of charge. Now, we may have a couple of campsites still available. So if you want to camp for a number of days and put up a Christmas display, there's still time, so you can contact Doctor's Creek, and we may have a spot for you, but that's going to be free. So the campers decorate the campsite, the park, the staff, the rangers will decorate part of the park, and then the visitors get the opportunity to come into the park on December the 18th and 19th to drive through and to see the lights free of charge. And that's just one way that we give back to the community. Everything is free.
December 18th and 19th.
December 18th and 19th. Good. At Cooper Lake State Park, Doctor's Creek.
All right, great. Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Great to be with you.
All right, Steve Killian, Superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.